Gracias.
Thank you, Vice President. We'd like to extend a warm welcome to the delegation of Palau, and we'd like to thank the Minister for the submission of her report. We very much welcome the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, as well as the adoption of a national disability policy, measures which illustrate the will of your government to further the promotion and protection of rights for this sector of your population. We also welcome the Family Protection Law. It contains a range of provisions to protect girls and boys from violence and abuse. And we'd urge Palau to adopt a specific law to protect the rights of children. We very much welcome the increase in the participation of women when it comes to occupying government posts, and we'd urge Palau to continue to promote the involvement of women in public life. We also consider the changes to the criminal code as positive, particularly when it comes to decriminalizing sexual relations between consenting adults of the same sex. In line with the recommendations issued during the first review cycle, we welcome the establishment of a national emergency management framework in order to address natural disasters and mitigate them. We welcome the policies and programs aimed at increasing food security by promoting resilient communities. We'd invite Palau to continue working to strengthen existing legislative tools and to create regulations to protect and promote human rights. With a view to strengthening the progress already achieved, in a very respectful and constructive fashion, Mexico would recommend the following: that you establish an independent national human rights institution to coordinate, develop capacities, and strengthen respect for human rights in your country, in line with the Paris Principles. Secondly, that you strengthen your legislation on prevention and combating sexual harassment, human trafficking, and sexual tourism. Thirdly, that you take the necessary measures to eliminate discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. And finally, to redouble your efforts to guarantee access to education for girls and boys living with disabilities. Many thanks.